Welcome to our 100th episode of Next Level Greatness, the podcast. I am standing here under the rain. It is raining. I'm outside. And I was like, oh my goodness, we made it to the 100th episode. Like, wow. First, I want to thank you for being here. I just got all choked up. Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in from all over the world. Literally, we have people from all over the world. And we have hit the charts sometimes in New Zealand, in South Africa, in Pakistan. It's just incredible. It's what I imagined. No, it's what I honestly, I didn't even know I hoped for it. It just happened that sometimes I would be like, oh, there's someone in France, there's someone in Belgium, there's someone in Egypt. I'm just so incredibly grateful. I really do not take for granted that you choose to listen to my episodes and to my podcast. And whenever you do reach out and you share with me something that I said on a podcast or something that resonated with you, it just means so much to me. So I wanted to share with you today some of the lessons, some of the things that I love, some of the things that I've learned over the past, it's almost been 2 years. My first episode was launched on May 4th. So I had been wanting to do a podcast for years. What stopped me was the technology. And I finally hired a team to help me get it started. And I'm so grateful. So first, I want to say thank you to that team, Team Juliana. I'm not working with her at the moment. I'm working with a wonderful woman, Joelle, but I'm grateful for each of the teams. I'm so grateful because my experience with my podcast has been great because I have had a support team. And that is something that is so important. I am not a technological person. I do not like to mess with technology. I'll learn certain things, but it really has taken a team for me to have the consistency of this podcast. Why? Because there are different pieces that go into creating a podcast episode, including editing. There are times that I'm talking, and yes, I know that sometimes you'll hear the dog feed or a bark. It just happened a few minutes ago. But sometimes the dogs will go on a barking rampage, or my husband will blast the music in the middle of a sentence. And so things do need to be edited. But then also, like everybody else, I have 10 million things going on. And it's been just really nice to have a team check in with me and say, hey, Barbie, do you have the episode for us this week? Or to have a team that discusses with me what is doing really well, or to give me ideas. And then I also have loved not having to worry about writing the description and the notes. And so just having a team for me has been essential, but also has felt so supportive. Reflecting on the first three episodes that I ever did for the podcast, they took me forever. I remember the first episode that I did, I felt like I was hyperventilating. I was so excited, but it was also so hard. I felt like I kept holding my breath and I was like, oh my God, I did it. There's nothing like the first time. Whether it's difficult and challenging or whether it's fun and challenging, that first time just feels freaking amazing. I loved it. The second episode, during the first three episodes, probably during the first 20 episodes, I kept getting tripped up on perfection Right now, I'm standing underneath the garage. It's raining. I'm outside and I'm just talking to you from my soul. I don't have notes. I know where I'm going. I know what I want to say. And to me, that's enough. And yes, there are certain episodes where I talk about specific things and I'll have bullet points. But in the beginning, I wrote everything out. I wrote everything out and I felt like I may have been reading, and it just felt so laborious. And that's something that has changed and that has gotten better over time. And this is true not only with podcasting, but with everything. I just finished doing what's called a power hour for my network marketing team. And we were talking about making videos and putting together a post that says like ways to work with me. And I showed them an example of a video that I saw that I really liked that I want to use as inspiration. And I was sharing with them. And I said, it might take you a week. It might take you 2 weeks to put this together. But once you do it, make videos regularly, just like podcasting regularly, it's going to become easier and easier. And I think a lot of times we stop ourselves from doing the thing because we think that it's always going to, we stop ourselves because it's not easy, but we'd forget that it's going to get easier and that as we gain competence, we gain confidence, and with that comes more enjoyment. Is that enjoyment a word? But yes, and that's exactly what happened. In the beginning, I was so obsessed and unnecessarily so with having the perfect audio. And if the dogs barked and I didn't want you to hear the feet and I wanted to be really professional, I bought 4 different microphones and none of them were what I wanted. And now I'm not even using a mic. Now I'm just using my phone and it's totally fine. I even bought these little microphones that go on the phone, like on your iPhone. I don't even know where that thing is. It's probably somewhere in the bottom of my purse. I made things more difficult than they had to be. So just get started with whatever it is. Hire a team. And again, I'm not just talking about podcasting. What have I loved about this podcast experience? Number one, my favorite thing is when you actually reach out to let me know what it was about a podcast episode that you loved. I kind of love when you reach out to me and you say, hey, Barbie, on this episode, you talked about this and that really resonated with me. Or I was going on a walk and I was listening to what you said about this or that. Or your podcast episode changed the way I think about this. It's the impact, because why do we do what we do? Why do we go into business? Is it for the money? Of course, a business is supposed to generate money. I don't know if a podcast is always supposed to generate money, but a business is supposed to generate money. But I don't believe that people go into business just for the money. I believe that we go in because we want to express a part of our souls. We want to connect with people. And I just remembered in the beginning of my podcast episodes, it really felt like I was talking to myself. I had no idea whether people were connecting to me because no one was writing. People left reviews in the beginning because I was like, hey, can you leave a review? Can you leave a review? But I really felt like I was talking to myself, and yet I continued. And yet I continued. And then when I started to see that it was going global, that people were actually responding, that even if people don't reach out to say something, that they are listening, and that if one person reaches out to say, hey, this connected with me, that means that there are so many others that are not reaching out. So I would love for you to reach out more. I would love for you to leave reviews, because I'm a generator in human design. I'm designed to respond. And I don't feel like I'm talking to myself anymore. I really don't. I know that I'm talking to you. You right now who's listening to this. I have, ooh, that just made me emotional. I have you in my soul. So that has been the most wonderful thing that has happened, is being able to connect and to hear what you have to say. what I've enjoyed most has been, or one of the things that I've enjoyed most too, has been to just see and feel how the process has gotten easier and more enjoyable, how I've been able to relax into it. Like I said, the fact that I'm doing this underneath the garage and that it's raining and that I'm standing and that I don't have notes, I think it's such a good reminder for me. For me, as I build a second business and to do anything in life, it's just have faith and trust and enjoy. I've loved how I've seen myself, the commitment that I've shown myself. We've never missed an episode. And let me tell you, life happens, right? And there have been times that I just didn't have anything to say. I felt like I had nothing to say, or I didn't feel well, or I was just super busy, or just something happened. But because I had a team and because I was committed, you've always gotten an episode. And so to see myself be a committed person, which I've always been, but just to see it in a different arena, it's like, this is what it takes. I remember when I accomplished, or when we hit our 10th episode, my podcast team reached out and said, congratulations, oh my God, and made such a big deal about it. And I was like, well, what are you talking about? It's 10 episodes, right? Like 10 episodes, 10 workouts, 10, I don't know, 10 episodes, no big deal. And she's like, yeah, most people don't even make it to 10 episodes. Most podcasts fail because people give up. And before I recorded this, I went online to look at like how many podcasts make it to the 100th episode. And I think the number was like 10%, very low. But isn't this true in business as well? Isn't this true in everything? People tend to give up when they don't have the evidence of something that is working. This is something that I'm like pumping myself up today, like just recording this right now. Again, I've been in network marketing for 16 plus years. I started my coaching business about almost two years. It'll be 2 years this month in March. And what I see is that the biggest thing that people struggle with on all levels is continuing to put in all the effort, the devotion, the commitment when the results are not what they want the results to be. Can you continue showing up with dedication, commitment, devotion when you don't have a lot of people liking your stuff or leaving reviews or buying your products or your offers and you're not seeing the success? I needed to see myself show up this way. I don't know if I'm explaining it in a way that I'm translating what I really mean. I was remembering yesterday how when I first started with Beachbody, now called Body, in the first year, like after the first year or the second year, when I was still a professor and I was supposed to be writing my book, and I was really struggling with writing my book. And at the time I was only making $500 more or less per week as a partner, as a Beachbody partner. And I remember I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to write this book and I don't want to do this thing. And I want to be successful as a Beachbody coach. And yet it wasn't happening, but I showed up and I showed up and I showed up to both things. And then eventually it just gave myself goosebumps. It just happened. And I wanted that reminder. I needed that reminder in my life today. And maybe you needed this reminder as well. So this podcast has been a beautiful example of, you've gotten to witness this. You've gotten to witness it where I show up every single week, rain or shine. And I've been pretty transparent with my journey. I'm feeling better and better physically and with my health. But for the first year and a half of this podcast, I really didn't. And yet I continued to show up. And even today, I was like, I don't know what I want to talk about for the 100th episode. What am I going to talk about? And so I reached out to my team and she's, oh my God, 100 episodes is a big deal. You could talk about like the learnings. I was like, okay, great. I don't have to take the credit for everything. I don't have to be the magician that pulls something out of my hat. This is why we have a team to help us when we feel like we don't have the resources or we're dry with an idea. And this was easy for me to do. This felt good for me to do. I've loved my podcast. I love my podcast. My vision for the podcast, and I want to bring you in on it, is, gosh, I would love to have more listeners. So we've had 26,300 downloads, which is pretty awesome. I think we're top rated podcast, like globally, maybe top 5%, which that number actually surprised me because I was like, wait, you hear all these podcasts like Jay Shetty, who has a gazillion downloads, and we tend to compare ourselves to people who have had just incredible, insane results. And then we think that what we're doing is not enough, but it is. And so I'm celebrating that we're here, and I would love for us to have a million downloads. I was going to say 100,000 downloads, but I was like, no, I know we're going to get to 100,000 downloads. Maybe it can happen anytime. I have a friend who has a podcast. She went viral within the first month, and it took her just 3 or 4 months to hit 100,000 downloads. So I would love for us to be a podcast that has a million plus downloads and what that represents, what I have to share, what the guests that I bring on have to share, which are messages from the soul, sincere messages from the soul, from my heart to your heart. I want to be able to reach more people with messages of what I believe is like the resonance of truth. It doesn't mean that you have to agree or disagree with what I say, but I feel like I'm bringing to you my authentic self, and I know that could benefit others. So I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for being a part of my journey. I want to thank you for being on this journey with me. I want to thank you just for listening. And I'm looking forward to the future, and I'm looking forward to celebrating the 100,000 downloads, the 51st, the 50,000, the 100,000, the million downloads. I want to celebrate it all with you. And if you haven't already left an Apple review, I absolutely would love it if you did. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time.